So the Federal Reserve, they're going to meet next week in 6 days. What are they going to do? In this video, unfortunately, I'm going to tell you exactly what they're going to do, because based on today's inflation number, that was kind of where I expected it to be and higher than the markets. That means the Federal Reserve is going to hike rates. What's that going to do to mortgage rates? What's that going to do to your payment? That's what we're going to talk about in today's show, folks. So oil prices, they just went over $100 a barrel. Now, I'll give you the truth. I didn't think this was going to last this long. So here's what's happening. Is oil staying up higher for longer? It's causing diesel prices. Diesel just hit $6 a gallon. That's even higher than COVID. That's going to be inflationary, because just think of how things go everywhere. So as diesel hits $6, that means inflation everywhere on everything's going to go up. That's not good news for mortgage rates, and that's not good news if you're thinking the Federal Reserve might just pause or cut rates like I thought. Well, yes, today we're going to get 7%. How do I know? If you go to the bond market, the first thing I do each day, this is absolutely terrible. If you look at that number up through there, if it's red, that's bad. If it's over 10, that's worse. If it's 50, that's terrible. That means mortgage rates are going to go 7. Could they go to 7 1/8? They might. But let's figure out why. And then what does this do to your payments? Can you not afford a house? Now, let's get over to it. Let me explain some things. What's going down the pike? I'm going to make sure you're ready. So if mortgage rates do come down, and houses probably won't crash, so maybe rates will go down low enough where you can afford that house, or maybe they'll drop again so you can capture those low rates if you're a homeowner. So let's get to the data so you can figure out what's going to go on with these things. So here's what we have. The Federal Reserve is going to meet next week, and they look at these things over through here. So if you look at the GDP, the first thing we want to look at, it's 1.5. That's good. Okay, the jobs numbers, I'm going to show you the jobs report number. It's a JOLTS index today. The jobs numbers we got last week, 120 or 160,000 jobs created. So the jobs market's fine. Here's the thing. The PCE, the inflation number the Federal Reserve watches. So here's what I didn't expect. Okay, I said, watch oil. The longer oil stays higher, the rates are going to continue to rally. And here's what happens is the gas prices, they increase for short term is what I thought. So that's inflationary to all of us. But if it stays higher for longer, especially diesel, because that's how everything gets traveled, well, that's really the culprit behind this. So is it going to end anytime soon? Not until the war ends. So let's get over based on this information. The Federal Reserve wants that number at 2. It's at 4 and even climbing from here. So what are they going to do to that rate over through there? So that over there is the federal funds rate. What that is basically interbank lending. If one bank needs money, they can go to another bank and get it lent to them at that rate. That's called the federal funds rate. Well, what they do is if the Federal Reserve comes in and says, okay, we're going to increase rates on that, well, basically interbank lending, well, the banks come back and say, well, if you're increasing rates on us, we'll just jack up rates on you. And then that's why consumer loans go up, like car loans, credit card loans, personal loans, things like that. But mortgage rates are tied to a bond market, and that's affected by these things over through here. And well, let's get over to what happened today. Wholesale prices. This is the inflation numbers that we look at. This is PPI. This is producer inflation. It went up 0.4, as expected, and I expected that kind of, but let's get over to the numbers that we got today. So here's the devastating numbers. Okay, so here's what we got today. If you look at these numbers, we got the continued jobless claims. They stayed at 1.77, a little bit better than expected. As long as this is under 1.8, I'm okay with that. If you go to initial jobless claims, right on point. They thought it was 207. They thought it would go down a little bit to 205. It basically spread the uprights right through there. Okay, but here's what we want to look at today. We want to look at core PPI. Remember, core strips out food and energy. Okay, last reading was 0.3. Everybody thought it would stay there, and it actually dropped a little bit. I didn't expect that either, and I'll give you my forecast here in a second so we can compare these things. But then if you go to core PPI year over year, 4.3, expected to go to 4.6, it went to 4.6. Here's the concern we got. PPI year over year was 4.8. They thought it'd go to 5.3. It went to 5.4. It went over 5%. You go PPI month over month, it was 0.1. It went to, well, everybody thought it would go to 0.4, and it did. And that's what you see on the headlines. We're saying it came in as expected. But here's the number that you want to see. Year over year, it's 5.4. What did I say yesterday? Well, the markets were having it at 4.7. I said it's going to be above 5. Where I missed it was right through here. I thought this would come in a little bit hotter than the 0.5. We were at 0, then it went to 0.4. Thought we'd come in at 0.5, and I missed that one. But I did nail this one right through here at the 5% or plus right through there. So that's what we're looking at. If you look at these inflationary numbers, it is causing havoc in the market because they're saying, okay, inflation now year over year is at 5%. There's no way the Federal Reserve can cut rates. So let's get over to this piece of the puzzle. Here's what I expected the numbers to be. I'll post this again, but it was yesterday's blog post. Now let's get over to what the Federal Reserve's going to do. Well, if there's a more than a 50% chance that this number right through here, the CME Fed Watch, what this is basically the CME Group, the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, they put options together and all kind of things. And they say, okay, here's our predictions. What is the Federal Reserve most likely going to do in 6 days? Well, if you go down through here, if it's above, I'll say 60%, well, the Federal Reserve is going to hike because they're basically, their back would be against the wall. Tomorrow's CPI number. Today, we got the consumer inflation numbers. Tomorrow, we're going to get the consumer inflation numbers. And if those are hot or hotter, then rates will be almost 100% of a rate increase at the next meeting. So in 6 days, what's the Federal Reserve supposed to do? Well, there's a 65% chance that they're going to hike rates. How do I know? Well, right now, the federal funds rate is 3.5 to 3.75. Remember that thing we went over right over through here? So the federal funds rate right now is 3.5 to 3.75. So if you go down through here, 3.5 to 3.75, there is a 34% chance it's going to stay there. But there's a 65% chance they will be hiking rates at the next meeting. That's not it. Because if you continue to go down through here at the next meeting, well, not the next meeting, but the last meeting in 2026, there's a chance that they're going to hike rates again at that point. And then mid-2027, they're going to hike rates again. I want you to focus in on and watch two things when you're watching these things. Watch oil, because you just learned as oil goes up and stays there longer and it starts to leak into diesel, then you're going to see inflation continue to rally from there. So that is what you need to watch, because if oil goes up, inflation goes up, and the Federal Reserve is going to increase rates. However, if you're trying to track these things over long term, or you bought that house, dated the rate, or you really want to figure out where the market's going, watch me. Subscribe down over there. Every day I'm going to come in, I'm going to show you where the market is, the bond market, the news of the day, the breaking headlines, what the Federal Reserve is going to do at the next meeting, and my forecast. Because, folks, my name is Dan Friel. I'm the host of The Rate Update. Let me show you what I'm advising my clients right now. So if you come in with a contract or you've came in with a contract, I'm locking in, because a 54 minus 54 is really going to pop rates today. So don't be surprised if rates go up an eighth of a percent. And yes, we are going to be over 7%. So if I bet anybody out there a coffee that rates wouldn't hit 7% this year, I kept saying watch oil. As oil goes up and stays there, rates are going to go up, and I didn't think the war would last this long. So if I owe you a coffee, let me know. Let's get over to my website so I can kind of give you the tools so you can figure out what's going to happen. Okay, so I'm revamped my whole website. So if you're out there and you're watching this and you're like, okay, Dan, I'm a homeowner right now. Hey, can you help me track these rates? They're at 7% again. I missed it. They were down 5.99 before the war. So if they get there again, can you help me out? Can you call me, text me, let me know? We can do that. Go to our website, go right down through here, and let's check your rate. We're going to monitor that rate for you. But if you're looking to buy your first house, check out here. If you're looking to refinance, check right here. But let's go down through here. Look at all the programs we have here. If you're an investor, we have down through here DSCR programs up to an 8-unit building. If you're actually looking for properties, if you're a realtor out there trying to get ahead of the curve, if you're an investor, fix and flipper out there, and you want to find some distressed properties, click right through here. You're going to get some listings here. It's about $39 a month. It's foreclosures.com. You have a system right through here that it is fantastic. So check it out if you're an investor or a flipper. And if you want some free tools, just go right over through here. So that's our report for today, folks. So if you're trying to figure out what's going to go on with rates today, let's go back to this chart. And a minus 55 it's awful. Okay, rates are probably going to go up about an eighth of a percent today. So if you go back to rates, yes, we will be in 7% range. Didn't think this was going to happen, but I kept saying, watch oil. As oil stays higher for longer, it's going to cause rates to keep pushing up because of those inflationary pressures. Now the Federal Reserve is finally going to have to crack and increase rates. So continue to watch oil, watch my channel, and try to figure out where these are going to go. And if you're a realtor, hopefully now you can understand and explain this to your clients. If you're a loan officer, maybe a light bulb just popped up and said, oh, now I finally get it. Or if you're a consumer out there looking to buy or refinance, I'm licensed in all 50 states, folks. I'm also set up with over 30, almost 40 different lenders. And the reason why is if you're watching this video, you might at the end of this say, okay, I need help refinance, or I need help buying a house. How do I do that? Well, you're going to go to that website and that bank and that credit union and bankrate.com and LendingTree. They're all going to pull your credit, ruin your credit. And then they're going to get back with you. One's going to turn you down. One's going to give you a rate that seems way too low, but those fees are too high. So what do you do? Well, go to our website as well so you can upload your loan estimate right in there and have me review it. So I can do what what my slogan is, and my slogan's this. It's one application, one credit pool. I'm going to compare your loan to 30, almost 40 different lenders and make sure you're getting the lowest rate and lowest fees in the market of all the banks we're set up with. So thanks for watching. God bless. Have a fantastic afternoon. It's not going to be a good day for rates. So if you're out there home shopping, don't stop. Just make sure you still qualify at these rates. So thanks for watching. God bless and see you next time. Bye-bye.